What is going on, fantastic people of the world, the universe, and the multiverse? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And for all my first time listeners, who I hope will be long time listeners and all around listeners, I don't know how else to say that. Welcome to the Chilling with Chillas podcast. I am your host who is known for doing the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. But nevertheless, no matter where, no matter how, when, or why, I will always and forever be, hopefully, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to. It is your boy, Chillest, and we are here at season 7. Are we here in season 7? You know, let's just ignore. Let's keep pushing forward because that is the goal for this year. Happy New Year once again to every single one of you. We made it to another year. We made it out of last year and we are navigating towards the next year. And year after that, and year after that, and year after that, until I am the last person on earth because I'm immortal. But government secrets aside, it is great to speak with all of you. Once again, I missed every single one of you. I missed recording. I like to take these breaks to kind of just make sure that I have everything I need to, you know, have a good podcast season. And if there's one thing I've learned is that no matter how prepped and planned I am, things are going to happen. Case in point, like with this episode, but you know, We're pushing forward. We're focusing on the positives and we are going from there. I do hope that all of you had a great Christmas. I know I did a Christmas episode, but I didn't do a follow-up. I hope your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations, if you had any, or just, you know, overall, I hope your days were great leading up to today. Hope you experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic people, and most importantly, great food. And most importantly than that, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. Now, even though this is the first episode of the new season, I'm going to keep it brief because I kind of just jumped into recording because I noticed the time was flying and I didn't want to record too late and possibly miss dropping on the day that I said I was going to drop. And as you can hear, if you can hear it, that's another reason why I just want to keep it brief because outside life is happening and there's nothing I could do about it. I couldn't muffle the sound, but the heat has been living up to its name and I just needed some type of cool air. And you know what's funny? Every time I record, there's a siren. I kid you not. When I sat in here and I was like, you know what? Let me record. Quiet. Now you hear the siren. And for some reason, the siren's echo is just as loud as the siren itself. But like I said, we're focusing on the positives. Learning experience, season 6. Part of me wanted to extend the season, but for the sake of just moving forward into the new year, I just kind of wanted to escape the number 6 and embrace the number 7. So season 6 is the first ever of my podcasting seasons that are a short amount of episodes. I felt like I was a Netflix series when you are into a Netflix show or any type of show and they announce the final season, the number of episodes sometimes go down from its usual number. I kind of felt like it was like that. And I was just like, damn, man, now I'm in a new studio because the show came back, but you know, it's not going to hit the same, but we're here. I'm here and I'm happy. And I'm just going to begrudgingly delete the episodes that I recorded on my laptop because I ran out of space and I want to continue to use that recording program for future episodes of this season. I think that's what I'm going to do from now on. Get a USB or just save everything in the cloud and then delete everything on my laptop so I can have space. Delete old things so that new things can prosper. Kind of crazy how that ended up being a life lesson. And we're only just 4 minutes in. But I do want to share with all of you my New Year's resolution and what I learned from last year. Because they kind of go hand in hand. The goal for me, well, what I've learned is to make sure I stay focused. Now, that may not be as impactful to all of you as it is to me, but as someone living my life, I realize that I tend to get distracted and lose sight of what's important. And as a result, it affects everything around me in a drastic way. Now I want to achieve a level of maturity that allows me to just stay clear-minded and focused and not be distracted by things that are in the way to hinder me, slow me down, to stop me completely or change course. And for some odd reason, or maybe for a blessed reason, I've come across people and scenarios that have reminded me about this very thing that I'm speaking to all of you about. So I just decided today, like in real time right now, that that's going to be my resolution, just to keep forward and keep focused. I went somewhere today and I was speaking with someone and we were just talking. First of all, we were talking about a lot of stuff that I can't talk about here because it has to do with what's going on in the world. And for all my conspiracy theorists out there, whatever you're thinking, yes, it's true. And the stuff I learned today, if I could facilitate it into this podcast, I would. But for the sake of just trying to have a normal season, I might have to just water it down just a smidge, just a little bit. But we started to talk about religion, and she was telling me about a not even health scare. She was on death's door, and she was saying that she was home by herself, and she thought that that was it for her. She said she couldn't move. She could only talk in her head. Like, she was thinking, and she was like, "Yo, this is it." She said she heard a voice. She had a spiritual moment, which strengthened her faith in God. And she was saying, like, you know, a lot of times things happen to us, good things, in which we forget about God, but when bad things happen, he's the first person that we blame. And I was like, that's true. Me, I've done my best to be conscious enough to not do that. Like, I'm someone who won't get mad at God. I'll ask a question like, why is this happening? But because of everything that I've gone through in my life, I've learned to just say this is for a reason, or this is just an inconvenience that's out of my control, or I'm not meant to enjoy what I'm enjoying for the amount of time I think I'm supposed to, or at all for that matter. So I had agreed with her when she said that. And then she said, it's important to keep faith in motion. And when she said that, it hit my ear and I was like, yo, that's crazy. Because of what goes on with all of us in life, it is easy for us to forget the bigger picture. And what I mean by that is, while we're navigating through life, while we're taught, most of us, while we're taught to have faith and to trust the process, it's easy to forget that when things aren't going according to the process, or better yet, things aren't going the way we assume the process is supposed to be. So we do have moments where our faith is shaken, or we just lose faith. And I've been on that receiving end more than once. And it's crazy because before I even had that conversation with this person, I was outside today experiencing the beautiful view of the New York snow firsthand. There's something about snow in New York City. It's just, it's not like the movies at all. It's not like any of the Christmas shows. It's just, well, if you live in New York City, you know. It just makes my toes curl when I walk in the snow. Oh my gosh. I'm not even gonna get into that. I'm not gonna ruin this, what I was saying with that. But, while I was outside today, I was just not in the best place mentally. And I was just thinking all of the worst things in the world. And it's crazy because while I was thinking that, I was looking at myself. I had an out of body experience and I was saying to myself, it's crazy that I'm at this point in my life where I'm capable of thinking what I'm thinking about. Because I never would have thought that this would happen to me. And I was heading to the direction of this person with little to no energy. And I just wasn't going to, I knew I wasn't going to reciprocate half of the things that I normally could reciprocate because of what I was thinking. But when she said faith in motion, I kid you not, it was a weight lifted off my shoulders. And I was able to look at all the things I was thinking about negatively with a positive point of view, or at the very least, clarity that could lead me to having a positive point of view. And I stopped looking at it like, why is this happening? So this is happening for a reason. And if there's one thing I've noticed in my life, is that I'm never meant to be comfortable. anywhere, even when I don't want to be comfortable and I'm allowed to be comfortable, it's never for long because I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Have you ever had that feeling where you knew that there was something that you were doing that wasn't going to be your long term, or you knew you shouldn't even be doing this in the first place, and then something happens where you just lose it completely, or it's cut off from you, and you just feel like, damn, I don't know how I would have broke out of that if this didn't happen. And that's how I felt. I felt like a lot of things that were happening. And I told her that. I said, if things didn't happen the way they did for me, you and I would never have this conversation, and I never would have been able to see things that I was outside of as clear as I would have now. Or I probably wouldn't see things like that at all. So I always think about the path that we walk when we choose to move forward. When we choose to move forward with the intention of bettering ourselves, or if we just have good intentions in general, we will come across situations that show us why where we're moving is the right direction. Just based on the day we have, or the people we talk to, or the experiences that we experience. I don't know. But I just think that that's crazy. It to me, not crazy. I just think that's crazy in the best way possible. It's wonderful. So I'm treating every day as an educational experience. And for every day that I'm not active or I'm not doing anything to better myself, that's just a day that I'm wasting and a day that I'm losing and a day that I'm never going to get back. And, you know, I've said this before, that we're allowed to sit back and kind of think about everything. We are allowed to stop moving. And that's the beauty of us being able to have free will and just make choices. There's no such thing as a wrong choice. Depending on how, you know, if you label it that, this is me not trying to think too deep. But what I'm trying to say is there's no wrong decision that you can make, because it's up to how you view the decision you're making. If it's something that's for the better, then it is. If it's something that's for the worst, then it's the worst decision ever. But it's up to us to label that, not for those of us outside of the decision-making process. So, you know, I decided to just move forward with the best intentions possible. And it's crazy, because how I was this morning, if I was going to record this morning, it would have just been negative energy carried over from last year, the year before that, just everything that I didn't let go of. And I'm not saying that I let go of it. I'm just saying that I'm looking at it differently, and I'm thankful for a lot of what happened in my, throughout my life. Not everything, because she also did talk to me and say, like, a lot of us may question God just based on the idea that we're doing good, but bad comes in our direction. And she said that is just a result of people who move freely but have ill intentions. Unfortunately, they affect everybody else too. Just like good can affect an environment, so can bad. So I was like, that's crazy. Because sometimes we may look at it like, yo, why did it have to happen to me on today of all days? I've had a lot of those moments. And then I realized that's not karma. That's just the world interacting with you, and you're going through what's going on with the world at that moment. So it was a very interesting Tuesday. And I thought it was Monday for the longest. My timing has been off. And even when I look at the clock is moving slow. So I'm just not in sync with time right now. But I think it's because I've been having this outer body experience for the longest. And now I'm starting to snap back in with reality. So now I'm more aware of what's going on, because I blinked and it's January 16th. I barely remember Christmas. Christmas kind of came and went. And then New Year's Eve, New Year's Day happened, and, you know, time was moving, and I wasn't moving with time. I was just stuck in place, and now I'm trying to do things to better myself. And I think every year that's going to be everyone's goal. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be a point in time where we're going to be the best versions of ourselves. And I'm not saying in a bad way. Let me finish. What I'm saying is there's always going to be room for improvement. So at the very least, we're going to be better than how we were the day before or the year before, but we're always gonna find ways to be better. And that's the episode. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. 14 minutes in. Yeah, I didn't think that I was gonna get all that off my chest successfully. Let's talk the new season. And listen, everyone, again, I have to put this disclaimer out. I know you all want to, for those who want to collab, I know you all want to do collaborations. I'm working on it. If you can't get me at face value, you will get me at voice value, which means I will record with you, send my vocals. I sound like I'm doing music. I mean, I will, we'll do a thing where we can do like Skype interviews, Instagram live interviews, whatever can keep the ball rolling this year, I'm down to do. I am trying to integrate a podcast lifestyle into my life. And what I mean by that is I need to make sure there's room in my life to podcast and podcast correctly. Because time is moving. I'm 31 going on 32 in March. And I want to be at a certain point where this podcast doesn't have shaky legs anymore. I want to go to the whatever events y'all have, whatever y'all want to do. My platform is your platform. So if you want to hit me up and talk music, if you just want to talk your shit, just come on here and be like, yo, I just need the vent. I will sit there just like how Shannon Sharp had Cat Williams talking. I'm going to just do the same thing. I'm going to have the sound effects in the background. Oh, my God. Man, we got to get into that. Well, I'm out the loop because it's already been happening while I was on my hiatus. But the truth is going to come out. And that's one thing I can say that's going to be the theme for this year. This is the year of the truth. It's unfortunate that that's not a all year, every year kind of thing. But this year, a lot's going to come into light. And that's one thing that I'm going to stand 10 toes down on. When the truth comes out, it's going to be a beautiful thing. Because it's kind of crazy how the truth has little to no effort of being hidden, but a lie can be worked on and could just be successful. That didn't sound as deep as I thought it was. I wasn't trying to sound deep, but I just think about stuff like that. But just a lot was unraveled. And that's one thing I love about just being alive. And not to sound like crazy, but you could just be a part of an experience that you just say to yourself, damn, thank God I'm here for this. Because when Cat exposed all of that stuff, it was unprovoked. It was just, you didn't think. I said this to somebody. You ever watched the show that didn't catch your eye or your attention? You was about to cut it off and they said one thing. You like, yo, he said something about the joke that Cedric stole from him. Then he started going in on Hollywood, and it was like, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And out of all of that he said, my takeaway was, I got to be big enough to interview people like this so I can have these jaw-dropping moments. And I had to learn to be professional enough to let them speak and not be like, no, we can't talk about that. No, please, get your shit off. Say whatever it is you got to say. Yo, man. But yeah, this is going to be a good year. And actually, let me retract that statement and say this year is going to be what it's supposed to be. And I'm going to learn from this year what this year is meant to teach me. But overall, I do want the best for all of us. I want us all to be in a good space. I want us all to move out of the bad spaces that we're in, whether it be mentally or physically. I want us all to prosper and grow in the best way possible. I want us all to be the best versions of ourselves. I want us all to just go through all of these negatives and reach the positive points that we want to reach and look back at the negatives and be thankful for it. Not grow bitter, not be resentful, just say thank you. And I want us all to be safe, sound, healthy. You know, as you get older, you start looking at things differently, you know, whether it be the people around you or just the space you're in. You start looking at it and just say, sometimes it's easy to take these things for granted. And you don't know what's going to be around until life progresses. You know what I mean? And I always think about stuff like that. And now, for me, I just want to be able to enjoy every person in my life, everything in my life, all the things that I may have overlooked, even if it was just one time or not appreciated enough. Like, I want to be able to love and cherish everything. I want to make the best out of every single day that I'm blessed to see. And I want to be able to look back at those days when they pass by and just be fulfilled knowing that I cherished every second, every minute, every hour, because that's what's important. There's a lot of things that's going to happen that's probably going to throw us all off. That's just part of the game. That's part of life. But as long as we remember to keep forward and keep in mind that our life is our life alone, and we are meant to do what we set out to do, then things are going to be all right. I believe we're all destined for great things. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're all born and, well, wait, no, I lost my point. Not a coincidence. I don't think it's just a common thing for us to be born and to be able to think the way we think and just settle for where we're at. We're definitely all meant for a greater purpose. I do want to talk about these aliens, though. Like, the world is changing. And if we get to a certain point where we can confirm that aliens are real, I just hope it's with the intentions that we're trying to unite. And it's not like how those movies go where the people in charge do something to ruin it. And then we find out we're hilariously outgunned. And before you know it, we're all just building new pyramids. History repeats itself. And then another planet's learning about us going through the same trials and tribulations that we all went through and trying to figure out how the Stonehenge pyramids are a thing. This is going to be a conspiracy filled season. I guarantee you that. But no, it's always going to be positive vibes and blessings to each and every single one of you. I love you all. To everyone I know that's doing their thing out there and progressing and climbing, keep going. If you do feel like you're not moving fast enough, just remind yourself that it's good to be moving at all and that you will get there as long as you persevere. To everyone who's going through life changes, bless you. You know, for those who are having setbacks, may you see better days. May you inherit the strength you need to maneuver out of these tough days into better days. To everyone who's just working on something and they don't know how to initiate it to get the ball rolling, you know, when you're ready, you'll know. Don't set yourself with a time limit. Don't disappoint yourself when you don't meet that deadline. You're human. We're all human. When you know, you know. And that's it. That's all. I'm going to leave it on this note. 22 minutes. That seems to be a decent time to come back. I'm trying to keep in mind tonight. The only time I'm going to do 40 minute or even 35, 40 minute, an hour episodes is if I'm talking with someone. If I'm interviewing someone. Definitely going to get my interview skills up there. Yes, by the way, I don't know why I said it like that. But the site is still up for merchandise. I was supposed to get around to changing and making some updates to it. I will do that sometime this week. If not this week, definitely next week. I just need to get that off the ground, but I know that I'll be able to kick that off much better with the YouTube channel, which I'm working on too. So if you see me go on Instagram live, if you follow me, that'll be the episode for YouTube. But I want the audio and videos to match most of the time. So what I mean is when you guys see a video of YouTube, the audio should be the same. But then, you know, for the sake of keeping me busy, maybe I will. It's a little brainstorm. But let me get out of here. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, we've been here. I want to say it couldn't have been 7 years. I think it's going on 8 years, if I'm not mistaken. I got to go back, check the timeline. But here's to growth. Here's to being better than we were last year, or just being as good as we were last year. This is for us being in the best mental space, doing things that are progressive and not regressive. I just saw a post that said pro is the opposite of con and progress is the opposite of congress. So I have to, you know, I didn't want to say that word just to sound smart and I was wrong. But my point is forward always, always forward. And that's word to Pops on Luke Cage. May he rest, because his character was killed off. Not him in real life. Oh my God, that sounded crazy. But like I said, like someone told me today, just remember to keep faith in motion. This is your boy Chillest. We are in the year 2024. And this is going to be the year where big things happen. Mark my words. Until then, until next time, Chillest out.